196 within Dogwood Acres Development, tax map ID District 134, map 6, parcel 225. A variance from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Donald and Sharon Norman, 30815 Longleaf Road, Dogwood Acres, Dyesboro, Delaware.
Okay. And you are?
Harry Boldly, 1496 Firetown Road, East Irving, VA, 17519.
Okay. And, sir, madam, can you come back up? Have to swear you in. Do you both swear, or here she comes, do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, sir.
I'm speaking on behalf of Sharon and Don. I think you have a survey from Doug Ammon that shows a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute. The thing is, he wants to put another pole barn on his lot. They recently retired, moved down here. We would like to put it on the left-hand side, but the sewer system is sitting there. The only existing spot would be on the right-hand side, directly in front of the house. We can make the side setback, but the front, we would like to have 15 foot from the front of the line.
15 from the front and the rear, 7. So again, you're raising it up a bit in front and won't go on the side because of the?
Excuse me again?
It won't go on the side again because what?
Actually, if, I don't know if he should have drove everything. When you come in, the house is sitting there to the right.
Yeah.
The septic system's directly to the left in the front of the house. There's another pole barn directly behind the sewer system.
Yeah.
They would like to set it in front of the house, to stay off the sewer system.
Okay, so that's septic.
How do you access the existing metal building?
Excuse me?
How do you access the existing metal building?
Actually, there's enough room to get beside the sewer system to get back to the, he keeps his boat and a few odds.
On the property line?
Yeah. Actually, there's another, from the property line to the road, there's another 5 to 6 foot, you know, that we're not actually out tight against the road. It's just at the property line. And the lots are not super big in this development.
Okay. All right, are there further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
Yeah, can you turn the building around the other way?
For some reason, they like it this particular way, the 28 foot deep to get the two vehicles in and only 20 foot wide. If we go to flip it, it will be out past his house. Like from the line to the left of the house, he would be out past the house. I think it's still going to set from the property line to the edge of his house. You could still see out. Do you understand what I mean? His front porch?
No, I don't.
It's kind of a unique design. He did it. It's only 20 foot wide and 28 foot deep, correct? But if I flip it and make it 28 foot wide, it will actually extend past the corner of his house to the right.
Because the home's only 20 foot wide.
Excuse me?
Because the home's only 20 foot wide.
Yes.
Okay. And that's?
That's the reason why he's got to put it that way.
And that's a problem? Okay.
To the front of it.
But you turn the other way, you meet your setbacks then?
It would be close, yes. We're trying to keep some room between the back of his building to the front of the house, that you could at least get some ventilation, you know, because there's a window and a door there.
Okay. Let's see what he's saying.
You have that shed, you say they were removing the shed, is that correct, the one in the rear?
Excuse me?
The shed in the rear, you're removing?
No, I don't think so.
Says on the survey you are.
Says on, yes, says on here, moving that shed.
Oh, there was one small shed in the rear.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, actually, they moved that back. I think he was working on his pump or something and never got moved back out to where, for the proper setup, setback.
That will be moved
Yes, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, we're jumping all around here. Why don't you just give us the standards for granting a variance, okay? Why you need this variance? Yes, for both of the...
I need the 15-foot to get it in between.
You have the standards for a variance in front of you?
Isn't it 30 foot off the front?
Well, no, the standards for a variance, for granting you a variance.
Okay.
Okay, address those for the board.
In other words, the paper you sent me?
Yes.
Now I'm kind of lost. I'm not sure I'm following the question.
Would you like it if we asked you, if we went discuss yes. the five standards for
yeah.
you? All right. First, you need to establish how the property is unique. What is unique about the property?
I think I said previously that all of them are relatively small. There's not a lot of room in this whole development. I guess it's unique because it's I just don't have the road fronting or the frontage to get off the road to put the pole barn in.
And is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes, they would like, they both have a vehicle. They would like to park them both inside. You know, we're pretty close to the shoreline. They get a lot of wind, you know, a lot of branches, debris, whatever. They did always keep their vehicles inside, and they like to do the same now.
What's the rear metal building being used for?
For my boat, sir, and all my, you know, my mowers and stuff. Instead of a shed's being built all over the place. I got one big one for all my boats, my lawnmowers and stuff. Instead of a bunch of stuff sitting out in the yard, looking like debris, like a lot of them do. That's always it enhances the property, the taxes, and everything. It's nothing like the rest of them. They got lean-tos like for boats and shelters. This is a pole barn, and it beautifies the neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry, next one.
How has the exceptional practical difficulty not been created by the applicant, or has it been created by the applicant?
I don't think it was really created by him. It was just a circumstance. He bought the place with the existing house on it, so he couldn't really move it back. And he just put two new tanks in the sewer system, so that's why we don't want to move over anywhere near the sewer system.
Do you believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No. The place to the right of it, when you're looking at this, will be right in line with the pole barn. It will not be out past.
Is this the minimum variance that's necessary to afford relief?
Yes.
How is that?
Like I was saying before, if it could stay 15 foot away from the line, I would still have enough room in between the pole barn and the house to get some kind of ventilation. Plus, I didn't want to tight up against it. Or he didn't want to tight up against it.
Sorry, my reason I'm asking that too is for the garage. You keep my cars in it for a fire hazard itself. You need a span between like a fire line against anything else. So I don't want to sit up against my house.
Well, if you attach that as a garage in addition to your house, it'd be the same thing, would it?
Right. Garage. Right.
Well,
right.
That's what I'm saying. That.
Nothing further.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two.
Mr. Chairman.
Three. Okay.
I also have one letter from a Paul E. Smith, Dolly M. Smith, and Kathy M. Smith.
Approval?
Approval. They're in favor of, yes.
Okay.
No objection.
Three in favor and three here. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone... Any persons here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for the applicant. Why would you not just make the rear shed wider, or metal building wider to the existing dwelling?
You can't because of the side rules. The existing shed that's there, you mean?
Well, there's space between the existing metal building and the house.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you make that wider to accommodate the cars?
Because you can't. My septic system's in the way there.
No, that was the issue. According to the rules, you had to stay under 600 square feet.
Right.
And so I kept it off the property. We kept it off the property line.
It has to be 10 feet off the line.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can't go that route.
Yes.
No other questions.
Okay. Hey, Chair, hearing no opposition, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take case number 11,246 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 11,246 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, said by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,246 has been taken under advisement. Now, what that means, there may be a decision made or later on this evening.
Okay.
You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 11,247, Sarah Absher, south of Route 31, Dublin Hill Road, west of Road 563, Ray Road, tax map ID is District 131, Parcel 9, or Map 9, Parcel 20, a special use exception to place a multi-sectional home that is more than 5 years old.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Jonathan Absher, 304 Concord Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Sarah Absher, 304 Concord Road, Seaford, Plates, Delaware, 19973.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just so you know, it appears our office may have done some work in the past for the applicant, so I don't believe that creates a conflict, but if the board felt there was one, I'd suggest you defer any questions to Vince Robertson.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, my name's Sarah Absher. Of course, John Absher, my husband. We're asking for a special use exception to bring a mobile home or modular home to the property, which is 5426 Ray Road in Bridgeville. It is over 5 years. It's a 1998 Redmond modular home. It measures 28 by 70. We're asking to bring it for my mother. We do not think that it's going to cause any problems or change the characteristics of the neighborhood. We actually have pictures of neighboring modular homes and mobile homes along the neighborhood, plus across the intersection of the same road.
Do you have pictures of the mobile home?
No, homes in the surrounding area.
Do you have pictures of the mobile home?
We do not have a picture of the mobile home.
No, we do not.
Is there anything familiar in here that we could look at?
Yes. One that's similar, you're asking?
That's correct.
Sure. Most similar to this one. It is a double line.
Okay.
This parcel is 14.4 acres?
Correct. And the reason being, she currently lives an hour from us in a trailer park. She is a widowed on disability. So she pays lot rent, and there's some hardships there financially. So this, we would move her to this property, and she would be 15 minutes from us.
So you don't live on this property?
Not yet. We plan to build a home there, but it would move her 15 minutes closer to us in the time being.
So are there any other buildings on the property?
Not, well, there's a few old buildings. We are tearing them down and removing them.
The lot was left abandoned for at least 10 years. It was left trashed, so we purchased it last April, and we've been working very hard to clear and get rid of all of the trash that was left behind, so it would actually enhance the neighborhood.
Is your mother incapacitated anyway?
Disability.
Really?
Yes.
Can she get around her own?
Or? She can, yes.
Okay. So it's not a medical hardship. She's
well, as she's aging, it will be. Yes, yeah. It's so she can be looked after.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
We have any trouble getting pictures sent to us so we can see the mobile home?
We can do that.
No trouble at all.
We could either mail it or drop it by as soon as the day.
Okay. Mr. Rickers, any further?
When you made this out, did you notify the office that it might be a medical?
Yes, I did. I spoke to a young lady named Melissa, and we spoke about it being a medical issue, but we were advised to do it as a special variance because of the age of the home.
Okay.
There's not a home on the property
there's
already.
There's not a livable home
on the property. Okay.
Yeah, not right okay. now, she said.
No.
They're going to do it in time.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay. We'll be sure.
All right.
And thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No further questions.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And I have no further questions either. So, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We have two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table case number 11,240 for the next regular meeting and have the applicant supply us with a picture of the 1998 double wide to this board.
Mr. Rickard. Would it be more appropriate then to leave the record open for the limited purpose of having the applicant provide a picture of the proposed dwelling?
Yes, let's do that. You're right. Mr. Sharp, we'll leave it open. I'd like to make a motion that we leave case number 11,247 open for the reasons I stated.
For the reasons you stated?
Yes.
For the purpose of a
that
picture.
Limited purpose.
Right.
Okay. A second.
Yeah. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we leave case number 11,247 open to allow the applicant time to present some pictures to the office.
Okay.
So that the board could take a look at.
All right.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Mr. Mills? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, so by vote 5-0, case number 11,247 has been left open. And again, it's for the sole purpose of getting us a picture so we can look at it.
You made it a second. Thank you.
Okay.
And just so you know, the next hearing is on the 19th of August.
Okay.
So, 19th of August.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have to be here.
Just drop them off at the office if you would, please.
Okay. There won't be any new testimony or anything like that at the hearing, so if you just want to drop it off, you don't need to be here for the hearing.
So, and we can't move the home ahead of time because that's all been set up. We have to postpone that.
Well, you need a special use exception to place it on there.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that gentleman will go back. We got the one case under advisement, and that is case number 11,246. And Mr. Rickards, you had
okay.
Mr. Bolden taking it under advisement, right?
Yeah.